You see, we're on a mission from God.
It's the Gadget Grill on 2RDJ FM 88.1 on the FM band on the internet, www.radio2rdj.com. Hi there, I'm the Professor Stumpy Steamboat Gaz.
I'm Jeff Crotchmani.
And sitting in as a special guest presenter today,
dun-dun-dun.
We have
Lee Stark.
Welcome.
Hey. The theme song's exactly where I left it.
There you
Nothing
go.
Changed. Nothing changes.
Still the Team Fortress sound. Cool.
So for those who haven't listened in, what has it been, a couple of years?
It's been probably at least two, yeah.
It'll be two
Something
years.
Something like 2 years?
Yeah.
So this show used
Close
to be...
Close to 3 years.
Used to be Gary and Lee, and Lee left, but now I'm happy he's back.
Indeed.
It's going to be great.
I don't know.
Don't know if it's permanent.
No,
yeah.
Welcome back.
No pressure.
Welcome back, Lee.
Yeah, thanks.
So, that's cool. So, Jeff, what have you been doing in the last week? Lee, what have you been doing in the last 2.5 years?
Oh, you know, just stuff.
Can you wrap that into a sentence for us?
Sure, let's go with stuff. And just Yeah, that's easier.
Good to see you in the studio.
Thanks. It's good to be here. I see the carpet on the walls hasn't changed. Theme song hasn't changed. It's pretty much the same.
Oh, nothing. No.
2.5 years doesn't seem like anything.
No,
I've gotten a beard, but I had a beard before, so nothing's really changed.
My beard's grown a little bit since then.
Yeah, you look like Father Christmas.
Well, I always do.
Yeah.
As you should.
Jeff, what have you been up to in the last week?
For me, it's been work.
Work is the only four-letter word I don't know the meaning of.
I know. We're actually going to be getting a different vehicle in the garage this week, Gary.
Oh.
Yeah, we...
Is it what we were talking about last week?
Yeah, we went with the A-Class.
Excellent.
So we'll... we'll have a bit of a battle of the Germans in our garage this
Indeed you will.
Week.
I know which one's going to win that.
Yeah, well, each their own.
Yeah, no.
BMW it's, versus a Mercedes, basically,
yeah? No, because your Beamer's a diesel... That's going to win hands down on the little A-Class.
Also, the BMW is a sexier looking car.
It is.
Than, not than the A-Class.
A-Class is basically the minivan of Mercedes,
isn't it? Not the new A-Class.
Oh.
It's a hatch.
The current A-Class is a very attractive car.
I thought the B series was like the
B is like the van.
The B is the van now. They switched them.
Yeah, the old A-Class is now... basically the B class.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But they've got one now, the CLA shooting brake, and it is a very sexy looking car.
It's a nice wagon.
As somebody who's dabbling in marketing and learning marketing, I'm learning that initialisms are basically the devil, and what you're describing there with Mercedes' own initialisms is basically the devil
for
anyone who doesn't understand what the hell we're talking about right now.
Absolutely, and that specifically refers to us, because just because we're here on the radio... is no guarantee that we have any idea of what we are talking about.
What was your original the slogan that you had when we first started was the less we talk, the better it sounds.
Absolutely, and that is still true.
Is that still true?
I've never heard that.
That was something he coined in the first few months.
Yeah, the less we say, the better we sound.
Yeah.
But we have no dead air usually because we just talk over each other, if anything.
Oh, I can't shut you guys up. I'm here. We're running out of time. I'm here going,
stop,
and they're just carrying on regardless.
That's good.
Out of control,
that's
really.
That's a good thing.
Well, not when I'm trying to end the show.
No one cares what you
time,
think. That's fine.
In a timely and professional
What's going
manner.
To be after this? CBAA? Keep it going. It's like it's going to sound better than random folk music out of an old gramophone. Sorry, I know you have a gramophone.
Oh, this is so good. I can just get popcorn
June
and watch this now.
The station manager sitting at home going, what the hell is he talking about? I'm going to get in so much trouble. Hi, June.
While we're saying hi to people, let me just see who's listening on the internet. And I can see Dee Dee Cup is listening.
Excellent. Mm-hmm.
And I can see that Jeffrey's mum is listening. Hello, Jeff's mum.
And I also received an SMS. There is a person named Joy listening as well.
That's Joy. Yep. For Joy. And hello, Joy.
And we should be penetrating the Pokemon Go sphere because
you know,
anyone who is out there in the real world learning that there is a real world playing with Pokemon who is an adult because this is a thing... They may be listening because there are now people talking about Pokemon Go. I get this feeling that if anyone talks about Pokemon Go, like when you say walks to a dog or schmackos, their ears just go, what? Pokemon? What?
I'll be quite frank. I know it's a game. I know that you use your phone for it. I have absolutely no idea what it really is. What
do you want an explanation quickly?
A very quick explanation.
Very quickly, it's people going outside and looking for virtual monsters, catching them, and then battling them against each other. That's essentially what the game is.
All through their phones.
All through their phones. It's an augmented reality version, because in the original game...
So it's Ingress, but with Pokemons.
Yeah, but Pokemon came out years and years ago, and they've been trying to get it up to this point. And so, yeah, it's Ingress with little monsters, pocket monsters specifically, which is where it came from.
Well, I know that you, as a kid, you were into Pokemon.
No, I was never into Pokemon. It was the first
Pikachu?
Game... I liked Pikachu because it was a cute character, but I like Stitch for the same reason.
Yeah.
I don't like Pokemon personally. I find it such a boring game.
I don't know anything about Pokemon at all.
Neither do I.
I just know you're supposed to catch them.
All you have to know is that the entire franchise is built on this whole idea of catching animals and battling them. But the weirdest thing for me was that when I reviewed a Pokemon game, I found a roulette, like a casino game inside of it. And all I could think of was, why would you expose kids to casino?
That's so weird. So
early on.
That's
kind of strange, right?
That's not strange. It's a very good
marketing
question.
Yeah.
It's a very serious question.
It is serious. So it was in one of the games that I played when I was younger. I was going, this is just strange.
Mm.
Anyway, so there are adults out there playing pocket monsters. At least it's getting them out of the house.
Hello, Jason.
Yeah.
who is loving it. And
I know.
I think from his point of view, because I'm filling in for him, he has no idea what Pokemon are in the 2RDJ building.
No,
there could be some great Pokemon in this building,
but
no one knows.
Right, and we're not going to find out.
I'm not going to download it.
Instead, we're going to listen to some Dire Straits, Sultans of Swing.
Maybe there's a Pokemon there, a Sultan Pokemon.
Indeed.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime... Sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces.
And we're back with the Gadget Grill on Radio 2RDJ 88.1 FM and on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com.
We are indeed. And here at the studio at the Gadget Grill, we are dog lovers.
No.
Are you not a dog lover?
Look, I like dogs over cats, but I don't like having pets in general.
Really?
I just don't. I have no connection with pets in that sense. It's an expense.
That's an interesting way of looking at it. It's definitely an expense.
I just don't feel like I get anything back from them.
Oh,
like a chicken will lay an egg. I like that.
You can also eat the chicken at the end.
And then you can eat the chicken at the end of it. But a dog, I have to feed this thing.
A dog gives you unconditional love, and there is nothing better than
it will also throw up on your floor.
It will.
I hear that.
Yeah. We're, that's the second time we've raised that subject this evening.
Yes, it's true.
Yes.
It will give you unconditional love and then throw up on your floor.
That's a story that goes back 22 years.
Oh, it isn't. It's a story that goes back to this evening. Let me know.
Okay.
No, why are you talking about dogs?
Yeah, please.
Because there is a TV remote control now available for dogs, and it has a pause button.
Okay.
P-A-W-S. And WAG, a UK pet food brand, has developed a gadget that gives dogs the power to be able to channel surf. And it is a remote control for dogs.
Is this going to be in the useless gadget section as well?
Because I've got even better for useless gadget than this.
Who wants their dog to control the TV?
Well, I would.
I would not.
It's just going to switch you to whatever Food Network is running running for steak or
Wednesday evening. It depends on the dog. If you got a Labrador, or, absolutely. If you got a Spaniels don't eat that much. I don't remember how many
bad words I'm allowed to say on the air, but I'm pretty sure there's one specifically that it's going to switch to, okay?
Right.
Never mind.
I don't know. What have you got, Lee?
I've got one. You can pick them. I've either got one on viruses or I've got one on upgrading everyone's networking. What do you want?
I'll go with the first one.
Go with the first one? Okay, yeah. So you've got a Mac. And,
I have.
Do you actually run security on your Mac?
Nothing.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, so there's one more
reason.
Nothing
at all.
So there's actually a big deal this week for Mac security. I know that Mac users don't normally have security, mm-hmm. which is something you maybe should have being on the Gadget Grill.
Nah.
There's a piece of malware out there called Backdoor Mac Eleanor, and you don't need to know that. What you do need to know is that it's actually out there on software websites where if you're looking for conversion software, if you're looking for ways to convert documents or movies, or as YouTube people do. And what this thing does is actually quite nasty. It will install Tor and a small PHP server to your computer and allow someone to break in and encrypt your stuff.
I don't want that to happen.
I know you don't. It's a specifically Mac thing at the moment, and it's done specifically because Mac people don't usually run security. Just as a heads
because
up.
Because we're obnoxious.
No, it's because for years Mac users have been told that their operating system is pretty much hard to penetrate.
That's right.
And Apple does do a lot of good things to make sure it doesn't happen, but it's not impossible.
No.
There's a free internet security software from AVG for Mac users. Just go to avg.com and get free security for your Mac.
I just don't want to. I just don't want to
anymore. Then don't download anything that you're not sure about, obviously.
He'll be the first one to the wall when the...
I just... that's the one thing I loved when I bought my Mac. I just went, well, that's it. I'm free.
You say that, but that's actually... That's that false pretense. Apple doesn't want to lure you into that in the slightest, but...
I know.
Definitely
it's all brand.
It's all brand. It's, yeah. I mean... For what it's worth, Windows 10's anniversary edition is coming up, and it comes with a new version of Windows Defender, which is a not very good internet security solution that's free for Windows 10. But now it comes...
It's worth exactly what you pay for.
It is worth exactly what you pay for. But now it comes with the new feature when it gets released in August of it will actually randomly scan your computer like a security software is supposed to do. So... They're finally making it work the way security is supposed to do.
That's good.
On the Mac, all you have to do, if you are worried about it, get free security software or pay for some.
If you're not worried about it,
just don't download anything that might be bad. Don't try to download
on the internet.
Make sure your computer is air-gapped.
Yeah. Just don't download file conversion software unless you're paying for it out in the open from the Mac App Store.
Yeah, cool.
That's the best way.
Fair call. So we were talking about Pokemon Go earlier, and people walking around the streets. I've noticed a lot, even over this weekend, with their phones out playing this game. A woman in Wyoming was doing the same thing, and fortunately or unfortunately, stumbled across a dead body near a nearby river.
I heard about this.
This is kind of scary. She's a 19-year-old and came across this, reported it to the police, obviously, but kind of scary in a way that, I mean, it's good that people are out there, but not that great to be confronted with a dead body, you know, is it?
Not at all.
No.
While on the subject of dead bodies...
Yeah, that there's a segue.
And returning to dogs...
Not a better segue.
Man's best friend.
Man's best dead friend, yes.
One of the big things...
Man's best corpse.
One of the big things about dogs, of course, in summer is leaving animals in your car, which is not a good thing to do, nor leaving anything in a...
maybe a steak.
It'll cook.
It'll cook.
Yeah.
Gradually.
Yeah. And people have... a guy called William Lupesco has designed an air conditioning system for the back of your car that allows you to track the car's temperature with your phone, and it keeps the inside of your car cool when your dog or your cat or whatever is there.
A good concept, but
around about $500 US.
Okay, a good concept, but it's also much easier to take the dog out of the car.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that too, right?
The other problem is that we've all been conditioned now to when we see a child or a dog or anything really in the back of a car or in a car when it's hot, when the windows are closed, to get them out of there, to call for help. It doesn't just
no one will care about your little box that's
sitting
there,
right?
Yeah,
no one's going to care. I saw a sign on a car, like on the internet, and someone said, "Please don't break my window. I'll be back in 5 minutes," sort of thing.
Really?
My dog is in the back going, just take your dog out.
Yeah.
And it's the same instance for this. I get the market for the gadget, but the person who has this installed is going to have their car broken into to save that dog. Because
it's just easier
to get the dog out than to install a $500 air conditioner.
Yeah.
That's just me personally. Something neat for you. There's a new generation of Wi-Fi coming called Wave 2. Have you guys heard about this?
Mm.
Is this a little bit. This is the upgrade to BC?
It's up to AC, yeah. Yes. And so have you guys spoken about this on the show already?
No. Nope.
Okay, cool. So random thing, it is coming to some gadgets that you already have, but it's probably unlikely. I've been doing the rounds and asking the network companies. And
hang on, we did mention this last week, I think.
Did we?
I think so.
Okay, I'll shut up then.
No, carry on.
That's cool.
This is the new chipset for Wi-Fi.
Well, it's not a chipset. Well, it is a chipset.
It's a new standard.
But it's a new standard.
And we did cover this last week.
Okay, so I'll just shut up then.
We were talking about it coming to CES in January. Yes. We'd probably find
it. Well, some of the gadgets out now will support it. Yeah. So,
no, we didn't say that.
All right, so I've been doing the rounds to see if I can get a story out of this myself, and I've found two from D-Link. I'm waiting to hear back from Netgear, and meanwhile, Telstra, I'm pretty much just putting out all hope. They have something for business, but not for consumers. Okay. So something for business will support it, as far as I understand.
Interesting.
Jeffrey. Yeah.
So when you put your out-of-office on, here's something I didn't even think you could actually even consider doing, but Spotify is actually allowing you to attach a playlist to your out-of-office emails. So just to really upset your colleagues when you're going away, hi, I'm out of office, I'm actually in Hawaii on holidays.
And it's a whole ton of Hawaiian music.
Here's now a playlist of Hawaiian music, so you can pretend of what I'm listening to while I'm on holidays. Is that rude?
I don't know.
Is it rude or kind of fun?
I think you could do a Rickroll like that. I mean, if you have you just run Rickrolling, it's like, this is what I'm listening to, and then Rickroll. I have a Rickroll Sonos playlist that runs randomly at home as well.
Is that any different from me sticking up a map of the fairgrounds in New Orleans with all the Jazz Fest stuff on it?
Yeah.
When I take a couple of weeks off from work and go to Jazz Fest, and I just leave that on my monitor. Would that be any different?
It's the same, but it's also different because people don't actually have to click on the map. They kind of go, oh, this could be, oh, it's just them just trolling me.
Yes.
And everyone likes listening to music, and you're just expecting a troll out of that.
Not everyone likes listening to music. I do know of one person who...
I once went out on a date with somebody that didn't understand what music was.
What do you mean?
She had an iPod Touch,
so
she could surf the internet. And this was the weirdest date I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
She actually, throughout this date, I had to explain to her why people listen to music.
What?
I was in my late teens, early 20s, and I had to explain to her why people listened to music.
What did she do in the car?
I don't know. She was a model, and there was not a lot to her up here.
How does that work? How does someone not understand why we would listen to music
just,
for?
To make this a little bit easier, just as a thing, she kind of thought that the epitome of human civilization was a Westfield. So
what's going on?
Okay, that's a good segue. That is a great segue into this story about scientists who are planting false experiences into people's brains.
That is now possible.
It's Inception, basically.
Yes, exactly.
So it can make you think that you're married even though you never had a wedding.
It can make you think that you've had a wedding even though you didn't.
It can make me think I never left the gadget grill.
That's right.
2.5 years later.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
All right.
Yeah. Researchers have set out to explore induced associative learning by planting simple subliminal messages into participants' minds. Without knowing what they were being trained to do, the subjects were taught to see red when presented with pictures of black and white stripes, and to see red more often than green when they looked at these slatted lines. While lying in an MRI machine, they were told to try to somehow regulate their brain activity. Very interesting stuff, this.
This is crazy.
As you said, this is Inception. This is, what's the Arnie movie?
Total Recall.
I'm also thinking of the way that Neo learned to fight. Remember how they used
in The Matrix.
Those
lessons. Absolutely. Like fair, spot on.
Jeff, what do you got?
So the last one from me, it's a condition It's a real health condition that I need people to know about.
Okay, it's not Pokemon Go related?
It's not Pokemon Go related. Okay. I've already covered them.
Fair enough.
But it may be something that your previous date may have had, Lee, in the future. And it's called Selfie Elbow.
Selfie Elbow.
And it's been coined as a real thing by health people now, that people who are stretching their arms out in a weird way or a weird angle to get that perfect selfie, they could be doing themselves some damage.
They're contorting their arms in such a strange way.
Yeah.
All right, did you guys cover the Roam-E?
Yeah, we did.
Okay,
yes,
well,
yeah.
I just keep thinking that's the gadget for people who have selfie elbow.
It's the cure for selfie.
It's the cure for selfie elbow, a drone that takes pictures of you.
Of course, yes. If you've got a mind as strange as mine, it means that you've got a whole new use now for a selfie stick.
If you what?
Exactly right.
You've got a whole new use now for a selfie stick.
Yeah, that's pretty much become the walking stick then for selfies.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, we've come up with the slogan for Romy, the cure for selfie elbow, which doesn't have a good ring to it.
But you're welcome.
At least you could get your prescription for it. I've got selfie elbow. What's the solution? Well, you can stop taking selfies. Well, that's just not going to happen. I'll give you a prescription for a Romy. We don't have a price for it, but whatever. When it comes out, it'll help you. Solved.
There you go.
We'll take our check now.
This is Australian Crawl and Boys Light Up.
In 6 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
It's the Blues Brothers on 88.1 to RDJ.
I just feel like doing that tonight.
It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 to RDJ. I'm just thinking, it was one in the beginning. Is there going to be one in the next segment as well?
Probably, in all likelihood.
Going to shake.
I'm in
shake
that sort of a mood tonight. Well, we could do that, but no.
No,
I got something else, and you know, it's one of your favourites.
No,
I'm concerned now.
Indeed,
probably ABBA or something like that.
No.
Bee Gees.
No.
Some Guy Sebastian. I remember. I set up some Guy Sebastian, and Dad overruled me.
Indeed.
Whenever Gary goes away, always make sure we play like Taylor Swift or Justin Bieber. Just to help him really relax.
Exactly. But funny you should mention Bee Gees, because the next track that I have lined up is in fact the Bee Gees.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It's not the one everyone knows, surely.
It's later Bee Gees,
okay,
not early
enough.
Bee Gees.
Okay.
Mm. Okay, we've got first feature segment. We're going to start talking about wearables. And there's a couple of new wearables around town.
There's more than a couple.
More than a couple.
Wearing wearables.
Lee, do you want to start with the... let's start with the motor.
Yeah, so it's literally fresh announcement from Friday.
Mm.
Motorola has a new version of its 360. And its 360 was pretty much the first circular smartwatch. It was the first one that grabbed attention. There are square smartwatches everywhere. LG had the first one pretty much as it was, outside of Pebble. And this is the new version of the 360, which is still a circular smartwatch, is basically just a tightened up version of what they had last year. Dad, you've been wearing the Moto 360.
I've got the 360, which I've had
for
a year and a half, 2 years.
What do you think of it?
It's okay.
Why is it only okay?
I find some of the functions, and this is not Motorola's problem, this is...
Android Wear?
Android Wear. I'm a person who likes to be left alone, and when I'm constantly getting...
We just won't talk to you for the rest of the show.
Well, yeah. When it's constantly giving me messages about things that I don't care about,
you can
some of them I can turn off, some of them I can't. It is. I find that intrusive. That's not a problem with Motorola. That's a problem with Android Wear.
You can tweak that, but it require Android Wear does require a lot of customization in that way.
With that said, though, you're still wearing it. I mean, it's been over a year, and you've still got it on your wrist, so it's good enough.
It's good enough. Yeah. One of the things that I do like is that when I get an email and it comes through on there, I can see on the screen or an SMS message.
You can read it. You can flick up.
I can see it very. Quickly, I can see what's happening without it being intrusive if I'm at a meeting or something like that.
Yep.
And that is very good. One of the things I don't like, and you guys will experience the same sort of problems, is that when we get a new...
50K, sorry, no what?
When we get a new phone, we've got to pair the new phone to it.
You have to reset it.
And you've got to go through all of the initial setup and turn everything off and on and whatever.
So it's
a pain. These are both flaws, not with the Motorola,
but with Android Wear. It's not just Android Wear. Apple Watches have similar sorts of issues. So Motorola 360, the second gen, that hasn't changed. Android Wear is still what it is. Motorola has tweaked a few things. For instance, the hardware inside is a little bit faster. They went with a completely different processor from everyone else last year.
Yep.
So this is technically the same as what's in the Huawei, as is what's in the LG G Watch. Yeah. Nothing there is new. What they've done instead is just tighten up the look. This is the look and feel now. And so on your original 360, the band was integrated into the watch.
Absolutely,
which is a really unusual thing to do.
It does look, it makes it look like it's not an ordinary watch.
It does. And it also makes it really, you know, pretty much impossible to change the band. If you wanted to change that, you can't. On this new one, it comes in three sizes, I think an 18, a 20, and a 22 mil band, depending on the size of the watch you go for. So you get, if you're a lady and you like a smaller watch, you can get a smaller Moto 360.
I like that.
And it's a really nice touch. And you do get regular watch bands, and that's kind of handy. I like the leather here, but it means I could go to a metal band if I wanted to.
Yep.
But for the most part, it's kind of the same product. Few new watch faces.
Yep.
And a battery life. I'm getting about 2 days once you get over
which
the fact
that
it's a lot
better than the
you
the
don't
one
even
day.
You barely not get you barely I get know, a day
mine,
on the old one.
What I'm finding with this one, this is the Series 1, is now it'll get down to 50%.
Yep.
It'll have been off its charger from 7 in the morning until 6, and even with it displaying 50% charge, it goes to sleep.
All right.
And it's dead for the rest of the day.
That's the thing. From a smartwatch point of view, I like smartwatches, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But your smartwatch, Jeff, the one you're playing with there, interests me more because for all the notifications I get on this, and I like that. I like being able to control my music. A part of me, I really don't like knowing I have to charge my watch every 2 days.
So,
well, Jeff, let's go to what you've got.
Let's talk about this one. So I have had smartwatches in the past, and I stopped wearing them. The reason I stopped wearing smartwatches is because I found socially they were awkward.
Mm.
You know, when I receive something on my watch, I would look at it.
Yeah.
People are thinking I'm checking the time, and socially it became a problem. So I stopped wearing them and just went to ordinary watches. But I still like to count steps, so I'd usually wear a Fitbit and a normal watch. Garmin's released the Vivo Move. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing it right.
Vivo Move? Yeah.
Now, it looks like an ordinary watch. It just looks like
an analog, really pretty analog watch.
Yeah, so from a distance, people won't know that it does anything else except tell the time.
Right.
The good thing about it is that it has my sleep and step tracker built in.
Okay.
So it doesn't vibrate. It doesn't tell me that my phone's ringing or there's an email or an SMS. It just counts my steps, measures my sleep. It's water resistant to 5 meters, so I can still wear it in the shower. And it doesn't impact me socially, so it's still a nice watch to wear and carry around.
The thing that interests me on this is, and I have this problem with smartwatches. I had this with the Fitbit Blaze, and which is a nice watch as well.
Yep.
Do you sleep with it? Because I find that I always have to take my watches off when I sleep with them. I'm always afraid I'm going to crush them.
So I have slept with it. Sounds wrong.
And that does. Yeah. And of course, crushing it is the problem that I had with the Runtastic.
Yeah. And well, the Runtastic
that could be a problem too. Yeah. Well,
and that's what I'm curious about with a fitness band. I know it's designed pretty much to take it. For a watch, I'm always concerned. I know they have sleep trackers in them, and I know the Moto 360 does as well, but I'm not going to sleep with something that feels like I'm going to break it.
Yeah, and honestly, it's a watch, and it doesn't feel comfortable wearing a watch to bed.
Exactly.
So you do have that bit of extra bulk that a slim Fitbit would have.
Yeah.
So that does create a problem. But one thing I forgot to mention about this was the 1 year battery life.
Yeah.
Like, see, that's cool.
And I'm guessing the battery is just a simple watch battery.
It's a watch battery. You can take it to the jeweler and put a new battery in.
That's cool.
That's kind of different for anything which has Bluetooth in it and syncs to your smartphone. To last a year is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's an impressive thing. So if you want something just to count your steps, looks like a watch, nothing space-aged, the Garmin's a pretty good option.
Yeah, your version's $249?
$249 for the sports-looking one. You can get one with classic bands, like proper leather bands and things like that, which go up to about $450, depending how fancy you want it to look.
It's a different from the Moto 360, which starts at $479.
Yes.
And it's a very different dynamic. It's a watch for somebody who likes getting notifications, who likes to be bothered. Dad,
right.
You know, who's cool about getting notifications. The downside of being someone who reviews these things, and Jeff will know this, is that when you're wearing multiple devices and they're all connected
yes,
your wrist starts to make it look like you've got hypothermia.
Yeah, yeah,
because you shake every 10 seconds.
Well, I'm pretty sure that back in the 50s, the three Stooges...
Smartwatches were big back then.
Yeah, no, the three Stooges did one show where one of them was wearing three watches. One of them was 10 minutes fast, one of them was right, and one of them was 10 minutes slow or something like that. That's a long time ago.
You think?
I know. Which reminds me, yesterday afternoon we were watching A Day at the Races, the Marx Brothers. Oh, that is a great movie.
I have missed how you were able to jump to a completely ridiculous...
I haven't even heard of that movie.
I just love how you were able to jump to a completely ridiculous segue into nothing whatsoever.
Yeah. Oh, my mind works in mysterious
old smartwatches to Marx Brothers. Similar sounds, just not the same.
I love it.
Well, you remember the Marx Brothers, Groucho, Chico, Harpo, Zeppo, and Carl.
I thought there were... Yeah, Carl doesn't really fit along them, yeah. a famous Marx, not for the same reason.
No. This is the Bee Gees. We'll have more wearables in just a moment, but this is the Bee Gees and Jive Talkin'.
Musicians.
Welcome back to the Gadget Grill onto RDJ FM 88.1 on the FM band on the internet, www.radio2rdj.com. We're going to continue with our wearables for tonight. We've done the Samsung Gear Fit.
No, we've done the Moto.
Sorry, the Moto 360,
yep.
And the Garmin Vivo
Spoiled
Move.
Spoiled everything.
And we're now going to do the Samsung Gear Fit 2.
Yeah. Hey. This one's interesting. So we've done smart watches. Smart bands is, I guess, the other big area in the whole wearable thing. And this device is a smart band. It's geared at people who don't necessarily want to wear a watch, but as you were saying before, who may want to sleep or wear a band that is lighter and easier to wear, wraps around their wrist. The Gear Fit 2 is basically a sequel to, a follow-up to the Gear Fit 1, which was same basic concept, a small rectangular screen that wraps around the arm. It's a curved AMOLED display.
Mm-hmm.
And why that's attractive is it's basically like wearing a small phone on your arm. It doesn't do the phone stuff, but it will talk to your phone, so you can get messages on it, you can do all your fitness stuff. What's particularly neat about this, aside from the fact that it will take your phone calls, it will intercept your phone calls and tell you when someone's ringing, it will handle your music and Tizen, the operating system it runs on, is actually doing a good job of grabbing everything from Android.
Right.
Does require Android, will not work on iOS like Android Wear. That's kind of a pain for people like you, Jeff, who use the iPhone. But what I like, and I haven't seen this in many smart bands, is the fact that when I went running this weekend, which was today, thanks, Nick, when I went running this weekend, my wife's trying to make me better, which is good. That's a good thing. It actually started tracking me the moment I started running. There's a GPS inside of it, and it actually started. It worked out when I was running, and that's something they don't usually do.
No, one of the things that we should point out at this point is that each of these three devices is very different from each other, and they're aimed, I think, at very different market sectors as well.
Yeah, I do think that the Gear Fit 2 is probably aimed closer to your to where your Garmin is right now.
Definitely for fitness, like people who run a lot and don't want to just wear it for work.
Yeah, but it's not a bad product. It's just it's a question of whether you need a screen and whether you don't.
What's the price?
This one's $289.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is Bette Midler, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he could not jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next year the cap went out and drafted the band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A root, a toot, a tootly out of tune. He blows eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
And we're back with the Gadget Grill on Radio 2IDJ 88.1 FM and on the internet at www.radio2idj.com.
We are indeed. And it is time now. We've got a little bit of time for Useless Gadget. And we have a couple of useless gadgets. The first one that we have is one
sitting
that,
in the studio across from you.
Exactly, yeah. No.
It's either me or Lee.
Yeah.
a fan that plugs into your phone. So that when you take selfies, it blows your hair.
I think there's going to be a market for that.
Yeah, I'm not quite
unless
sure.
You've got selfie elbow.
you've got selfie elbow,
but at least you're getting cooled down the process.
And then you get hit by the fan, you're going to cut fingers.
Fabio needs this for each photo shoot.
I agree.
Absolutely.
He's holding a phablet in front of himself, blows his hair.
Well, I think it's great. I want to see Gary's beard just like, you know, being blown away to the sides and getting that photo taken.
There you go. The second one is Clary. This is
what?
This is a Kickstarter project.
Yeah,
and it's called Clary, which is an amazing, beautiful air purifier from their website.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And let me just read you from their website. It is: we have developed the best air purifier on the market.
There are a few.
Clary combines the beauty of a sleek flower pot with the technology to reduce dangerous indoor pollution.
So it's a plant.
Exactly.
It's a plant that has an air purifier built into the body. What? Well,
yeah, I know.
Why? But plants do this normally anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
They do it very slowly, granted. But
exactly.
That's so weird.
So it's a so it's a pot that has an air purifier in it with a plant up the top.
Yeah.
Just for decoration?
Yeah.
Or?
Why would you bother with the air purifier? Just use the plant.
Plants will do that naturally.
Do that naturally over time. Air purifiers do it differently, but wouldn't you just buy a proper air purifier if you needed that?
I'd just have the plants.
This thing is tiny. The air purifier that size?
Mm.
I mean,
that's gonna be
Dyson does a humidifier and Sharp has
Sharp has them as well.
Yeah. Sharp's one's massive.
They're huge.
How about a contraption that takes all the effort out of learning the guitar? This is
You learn the flute?
No. This is a device that fits on the neck of the guitar and it has five paddle pop sticks.
Okay.
Five paddle pop sticks.
Yeah.
And you press down on one of the paddles and it will form a chord on the guitar strings for you.
Interesting.
So it'll do all of five chords.
That is useless. I honestly think it's easier just to grab an iPad and just, you know, play GarageBand with guitar.
Just fake guitar.
Yeah, exactly. Or the Rock Band guitars, you know, the ones that you press. Yep. That does the same thing. Yeah.
PlayStation guitar.
You're not playing a real song. You're pretending to play a real song, but you still feel like you're playing a real song.
There's also that air guitar.
The air guitar.
Remember, Lee, we were going to put together a CD of air guitar hits?
Yeah, it would have been a very, very silent affair.
It would have, yes.
Oh,
you've been listening. You can do this, Lee, because you haven't done it for so long.
You've been listening to Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ. Let's see if I can remember this. You've been listening to the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com.
Yep.
And on the FM band, obviously, at 88.1.
Correct.
The show has been brought to you this evening, as it always has every week, by Jeff Quattromani and Gary Stark.
Yep.
And normally Jason Murray, and I'm Lee Stark filling in for him.
This is very formal.
Yes, I'm not really
sure. We've never been this formal ever.
No. Nah.
Well, I'm not really sure where to go now.
No.
I actually think I can't remember the script.
Yeah.
There was a script at one point.
There was a script. I didn't get the manual.
Yeah. Take care, Australia. We'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time. Am I supposed to say that, or are you?
Whoever.
Whatever.
This is Buddy Tate and Wild Bill Davis and Sugar.
See ya.
Bye-bye.